Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A big piece of the 2017 Giants is in place with the draft having been completed and rookie free agents having been signed. We'll tell you about that a little bit later in the show. Also, Eli Manning's March for Babies. You don't want to miss that. But to get things started, I'm ready to turn it over to Brandon London as the Giants did a special draft event at Joint Base McGuire, Dix Lakehurst.
What's up, Giants fans? I'm Brandon London. Now, every year, as you know, the draft is a huge celebration. This year, the Giants brought their party to Joint Base McGuire, Dix Lakehurst, so let's check it out.
How are you?
Yeah, getting the opportunity to come to the base and be around people who serve for our country is truly an honor for me. And announcing the fourth pick was a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm excited to have my new teammate come in. And now hanging out with the kids, this was a blast as well. So it's been overall a great day. And, you know, I was excited to be a part of it.
And now, with the 140th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Giants will select
Wayne Goldman, running back, Clemson.
Coming to the base is awesome. You've never seen a base this big, like the airplanes and the jets and the pilots and stuff like that. Going to see all that stuff and how they manufacture all that and work all those type of different gadgets, I mean, it's too much for me.
There you go.
There you go.
Win up.
Let's go, Giants! Let's go, Giants!
With the 167th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York Football Giants select
Avery Moss, defensive end, Youngstown State.
Go Giants!
Go Giants!
It's awesome. I mean, that's what it's all about, to come out playing a little football. They're going to be the ones that are going to come replace us and take our spots in a few years. So it's good to be out here and just hanging out.
We got Odell on the run! Odell!
Look off the safety now, go over there!
Deep ball! Two ball!
It was fun being out here with the kids, just having a good time, just signing stuff and interacting, and then seeing the military guys, talking with them, and being able to go inside some of the helicopters and tanks. It was pretty exhilarating, so hopefully I can do it again.
If you're flying a fighter or anything, you can go supersonic.
Really? Supersonic?
Faster than the speed of sound.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Faster than Sonic.
The New York Football Giants select as Adam Biznawati, tackle, Pittsburgh. Woo!
Good job, kids. You guys did so much.
I was in shock when I heard the news that I was going to be. I think it's a blessing. I'm in the NFL. I mean, I watched some of the games. It's amazing to actually be able to pick the person who's coming in to this great organization. So it's an honor and it's a blessing, and I'm so appreciative that I got to do it.
Coach had a big horn.
Nice run!
Really cool experience for the players and obviously all the kids on the base. So let's take a look at the Giants draft picks for 2017. Well, the Giants are hoping that the 2017 draft helps complement the roster this upcoming season. Meanwhile, when you talk about complimentary, you like a nice complimentary dish when you go out to eat. We're going to tell you about some Giants cooking when we come back after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, Giants players have a lot of interests outside of football. Justin Pugh likes to work his way around the kitchen. For a little bit more, here's Madeline Burke and Brandon London.
Thanks, Bob. So, Brandon, you hungry?
I feel like you're always making fun of me for eating on camera all the time. Well, I'm not hungry right now, but I did get a chance to go to the Cola House down in the Meatpacking District of New York with Justin Pugh, and we learned a thing about making luxury burgers.
So here we're gonna try a signature dish for the Cola House, which is our burger. The first thing always you do, we season the food. So we season it with the salt, a little bit of pepper. Justin, you wanna season the next one?
And just salt and pepper, nothing special.
Yes, just salt and pepper.
Really?
Burger.
Nice.
Yeah, simple. I believe burger is just good meat and seasoning. So you don't need anything else.
Okay.
Then we're gonna bring it to the grill. Justin's gonna help me over there, huh?
Let's go.
Let's go. So, we cut the bread. What we do, because this is basically a blend, right?
Yeah.
So we get the, put a mark on it. We get the aioli we have, the mayo. And the reason we put the lettuce in the bottom is your burger has juice, right? It's a juicy bread. So this protects your bread from getting soggy.
Oh. So basically for everybody, if you're a amateur like me, you can't really tell, you know, when is it done, when is the burger medium, when is it rare, when is it well done. A little test the chef showed me was just right here is up top was well done, medium, and then medium rare. You kind of just feel in your face that there's different like softness to it or, you know, texture. And then you just touch the burger and you can tell. I think that's another huge tip too, making sure you let the food rest when it's done. Every time you take it off the grill, everyone wants to cut into it right away or plate it right away. So letting it sit for a little bit. I think those two things are huge for you're at home trying to do this yourself or you're coming out knowing what goes into it.
Ooh, it's hot back here. It's looking good, fellas.
No.
Look like you worked hard, but I heard taste testing is the hardest part about it. So, and somebody's got to do it.
That's the best part, man.
Yeah, I'm going to bite in on this other side, Justin.
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go.
Did it right?
Nice, bro.
I feel like I like this trick. I like my burger between here and here, like medium and well.
So that's this is well done.
That's
here.
That's well, medium well.
Medium well.
And rare.
It's rare.
And the lettuce.
I don't do cheeks.
No cheek. But the lettuce under the bun or under the burger too.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Like awesome trick to just keep the bun from getting soggy.
See, we learned something.
We did.
We learned something all the time. Do you know what? We know how to make burgers now, but we're gonna go into the locker room and see how well the players know. Rookie Sterling Shepard. We have Sterling Shepard here for our contestant. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How you all?
How well do you think your teammates know you? I know you're new to the scene being a rookie.
I say pretty well.
All right, here we go. What is his middle name?
His middle name? Man, hold up. Because I remember, I think I saw this somewhere.
Deep conversations and stuff, right?
Give me a couple.
You want a lifeline? I can throw out a lifeline if you need that.
It's not Nathaniel, is it?
No, it's not Nathaniel at all.
Raphael?
No, nor Donatello, Michelangelo, none of them.
Clay.
Sterling Clay Shepard. His nickname is?
Oh, we got plenty of nicknames for him.
The most common?
In our receiver room is Teeth.
Can you explain that?
He always smiling, so we always call him Teeth, but we also call him Young Shep.
We'll take Young Shep. College he attended?
Oklahoma.
Hometown?
Oklahoma City.
Favorite music would be?
Rap.
Favorite artist is?
I like Kevin Gates.
What position would you play other than receiver?
Running back.
Really?
Running back. I'm a running back at heart. I'm a wide receiver, but I got a running back mentality. You know, after I catch the ball, come alive.
And last but not least, what is your most popular saying other than, okay, I reloaded?
Oh, I mean, you want me to hit the note? Like,
You about to sing.
It's gonna part be two. All right. It's gonna be okay. Young Shep gonna keep grinding like each and every day. To stay on his feet.
I know it too.
I don't know.
Let it go. You knew what it was. Everybody yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
What's his most popular saying? And you can't say it. You have to sing it.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Young Shep going to keep grinding like each and every day. Stay on his grind.
That boy good.
They seem like they knew him very well, which for a rookie, that's impressive.
Yeah, receivers, we all stick together, you know, and they had a lot of fun with it. That's what I like the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
What's up?
It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. We got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This past year at the Super Bowl, Eli Manning was named the co-winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And Eli is always very, very conscious of giving back to the community. And one of the things he's passionate about is his annual March for Babies.
When I first started this 10 years ago, I wasn't married, didn't have any children. And now, having three little girls, you know, you understand this, the importance of having healthy children. And, you know, you say your blessings every night for that.
The mission is to prevent birth defects, infant mortality, and premature birth. In terms of somebody like Eli Manning, who wants to come out and lend his presence to an event like this, it draws attention to the event. Then if people are saying, wow, Eli Manning thinks this is important, what is this all about? What can we do to support the cause that is so important to Eli Manning?
All right.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Eli.
How you doing?
Thank you for coming over here.
Thank you.
March for babies. March for babies. March.
I was born in 1955. I weighed 2 pounds, 5 ounces. I'm now 61. I'm a grandmother and I'm alive. So I thank God for this march because I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, Mari. Where's my scooter? Where's the scooter you brought me? None of this happens without the sponsors and the whole community rallying together to come out and to make a difference in the show, their support, but also give their donations that goes into all the research and education that helps these families. I cherish my childhood, healthy childhood, a happy childhood, and so I want to make sure kids have that same experience of being able to be outside, be with their friends, be happy and healthy. And I think the great thing about the March of Dimes is the work they've done over these past 75 years and just the research, the education on making sure women are having healthy pregnancies and that these babies are born healthy and get off to a great start in life.
How'd you get so tall?
You're taller than me now. How'd you grow so tall or so fast?
There's very little in life as important as a human being starting out from their very first days healthy. You get a healthy start in life, you're good to go. So a very, very important mission to have Eli Manning backing that is absolutely fantastic.
Because of you today, more babies will be born healthy in New York City, across the country, and around the world. It's hard work, but I know we have a great team here, and we have amazing support from our sponsors, volunteers, family teams, and corporate teams, and I know that we will reach our goal today.
It's an annual event for Eli Manning and one that is always very special and near and dear to his heart. When we come back, we'll check the social buzz and much more here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Let's check the social media buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey Giants fans, it's time for this week's social buzz. On Sunday, Eli Manning led the March for Babies walk in New York City. He's been the celebrity chairman for 10 straight years, and he enjoys going to this event every single year. Now, in honor of International Firefighter Day, which is on May 4th, Michael Strahan suited up with actor Dennis Leary on Good Morning America, and they went through real-life training with the FDNY to see what it's like to take out fires. It looked like Strahan had a great time. Newly drafted Giant Adam Biznavati is getting some serious relaxation time with one special friend. You have to check this out.
How's everyone doing today? Just out here getting a little relaxation session with my dog Frank down at Key Biscayne Beach out in Florida. Just excited to get up to New York to start training and get things rolling.
I don't know what's bigger, his arm or his dog. That's a wrap for this week's Social Buzz.
That's a look at the social media buzz. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. So the draft is complete, and this coming week, the Giants rookies will be integrated into the building and get their first taste of what life is like in the National Football League. And we'll have you covered here on Giants Access Blue. Also, the undrafted free agents come in. And it's really a unique time because so many of these players were stars on their college team, highly recruited out of high school. They've always been the big man on campus. Now it's fun watching them walk around the building and trying to figure out where the cafeteria is, the meeting rooms, or how to get to the equipment room. It's an annual process that happens for all 32 NFL teams. One of the keys for these rookies this year is that the Giants have a tremendous core of veteran leaders, starting with guys like Eli Manning, Jason Pierre-Paul, Damon Snacks Harrison, and so on and so forth. So they're coming into a situation with a team that has a blueprint on how to win and how to be a professional. And that's the most important thing. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.